Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is the first day of May, Wednesday, May 1, and we've got one guest on May 1, and that is Dr. Rebecca Johnson. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
You just got back from Washington, D.C., didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
And you were inducted into the National Academies of Practices.
Practice.
All right, National Academy of Practice. Tell me, what is it? And that's it's really pretty prestigious, isn't it?
Well, actually, it is. It's very exciting, and I didn't realize just how exciting until I got to the induction. There are limited to 1,500 people in the U.S., mm-hmm. and what the National Academies of Practice do in 10 different academies, we advise Congress on matters to relating to health. So we study issues that they're looking at and come up with position papers and make recommendations.
Are they going to listen?
Well, that's a good question.
So you can advise Congress, but there's no guarantee they're going to listen.
Yes, it's like leading a horse to water, Paul. They won't always drink.
So what exactly will you be doing?
I'll be working in groups of other professionals, healthcare professionals, who come together to study and come up with position papers on these major topics.
Mm-hmm. How often will you be advising Congress?
Well, we create one or two major position papers each year because there's a great deal of study that goes involved in reading goes into these. And so we come up with those position papers and then do public hearings and work with Congress usually twice a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish you the very best with that.
I really, Thank you, Paul.
It really is pretty prestigious, and I wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now,
that's very kind.
We know you. We've known you for many years
yes.
because of your walk-a-hound.
Because of our advanced age, Paul.
Because of our advanced age, right.
Many, many years.
we've talked about, over the years, we've talked about the advantage of having pets.
Yes.
Even a robotic pet.
When yes, we have.
You had the little robot dog. What's his name?
Ibo.
Ibo?
Yes.
Is Ibo still around?
Ibo had another broken neck, and Ibo is not functioning at all well.
Okay. But for people who do not know what we're talking about, this must go back 6 or 7 years
it
now,
does.
Right?
It does.
It had a little robotic dog that you could give commands to and could teach the robot
That's correct.
Dog to do things, to
yes.
fetch. And you found that people relating even to the robotic dog reduced
blood pressure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. People with their own dogs, an unfamiliar dog, and the robotic dog reduced their blood pressures.
Yeah.
However, less so with the robot, fortunately, than with the live dogs.
Right. Because the live dog gives you the love back.
That's right.
Then
That's
you've
right.
got the Walk a Hound, Lose a Pound community project.
Yes. You know, Paul, that's in its 8th year. It's amazing that it's been going on this long. We actually have people who come to the animal shelter to walk the Humane Society. In this program. That's correct. And some of them come wearing the same ratty t-shirt they got the first year, 7 or 8 years ago. However,
that's okay.
Yeah, it's beautiful that they come back. And so people come to the shelter on Saturday mornings at 8, 9, or 10 a.m. to walk the shelter dogs at Central Missouri Humane Society on Big Bear Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is they go out and walk the dogs, giving the dogs exercise, and without realizing it, they get some themselves.
Well, of course, they get exercise themselves, and without realizing it, they may find that they're feeling a whole lot better petting that dog, spending time with the dog, and maybe they've got a new best friend for life.
Yes, we have had some adoptions as well.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful thing to see these dogs stop being caged animals that are in the shelter through no fault of their own, getting out on the trail, walking with their person, the person that selects them for a walk.
Yeah.
And they walk an hour, and it's a beautiful experience for all.
So if somebody wants to volunteer for that, what do they need to do?
All they need to do is to appear at the Central Missouri
Humane
Society.
Oh, you don't have to sign up ahead of time.
You don't have to, no. You just come along. You can come at 8, 9, or 10. If anyone wants to just come and help us, they can arrive at 7:30 and help us set up and get
So are you there every Saturday morning?
I'm not. I have staff, fortunately, that are doing that, which is
fantastic.
So
if you're interested, you could show up. They could show up this Saturday morning.
Yes.
Central Missouri Humane Society, either 8, 9, or 10, or they can stay for the whole time.
Exactly. Some people do.
Yeah. And if you really want to help out, you can get there at 7:30 in the morning to help set up for this.
Yes.
It's called Walk a Hound, Lose a Pound Community Project. And 8 years going on. I think it's wonderful.
It is. It's really been rewarding to see how many people have supported it and continue to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've helped so many animals get their exercise. And the shelter staff tell us that on Saturday afternoon, which is the time that most people come to look at animals, the dogs are calmer, quieter, and they show better. They're not bouncing off
the wall. Because they've had interaction with people out of doors.
And exercise.
Yeah. Now, there's one other item you want to talk about?
Yes. You know, I direct the Research Center for Human-Animal Interaction at the vet school. It's a combination with vet school and nursing school. And what we did was we just got a new grant to engage veterans, U.S. military veterans, in therapeutic horseback riding.
Oh.
Yes.
So how's that going to work?
It's going to be fantastic. We'll be in three different horseback riding stables. One is the...
At the university.
No, one is at Cedar Creek.
Cedar Creek, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And one is at Ride On St. Louis, and one is Therapeutic Horsemanship in St. Louis area. So we're going to be reaching veterans from a wider area.
Okay, so here in the Central Missouri area, it will be at Cedar Creek.
Cedar Creek, that's correct.
And then in St. Louis, you have two, you
say? Two. We have one at Kimswick, which is called Ride On St. Louis, and then Therapeutic Horsemanship, which is in Chesterfield.
So if somebody is interested in participating in this, what do they need to do?
Well, the very best thing to do would be to call our office at 573-882-2266.
Okay.
And
573-882-2266. 2266, okay.
That's right.
And simply inquire about it.
Exactly.
Now, they can find out about any of these three different items that we talked about today by calling that number, right?
Yes, they can.
Okay. All right.
Yes, they can.
Rebecca, anything else? We're almost out of time, but is there anything else you want to add?
I just like to add that, you know, we share in common this notion of how important animals are in our lives. And we have a very important event coming at the vet school on Saturday, Saturday this week, which is we begin a new grief support program for people who lose their pets.
Oh, and, you know, losing a pet and people who do not have pets will not understand what I'm going to say.
No.
But losing a pet is one of the hardest losses in your life, and it falls into that same category. And some people are going to be upset me saying that. It falls into the same category as losing a person.
Yes.
Yeah, because they are part of your life.
Exactly.
Rebecca, thank you so much for coming
by. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If there's something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu.